Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, Dr. Bruce Kintz is CEO of Concordia Publishing House right here in St. Louis. Bruce, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Always a pleasure and good morning to everyone.
Happy anniversary. Is it happy birthday? Happy anniversary. I always struggle with that.
Either one works.
Either way, you get cake.
This is true. Share with us a brief history of Concordia Publishing House. This goes back 150 years. That's quite a history.
Yeah, it is. You know, almost to the very beginning of the founding of the Senate, of course. But, you know, as soon as you consider the fact that a church body, a new church body was formed, and at that time, there was a need to communicate to that church body and to create resources for that church body. So it wasn't very long, and they decided to form a printery, which is what they called it back then, to create sound printed materials for our churches type thing. And in the early years, everything was printed in German, which is kind of interesting. Of course, convention, if you want to call it convention, in 1869 approved establishing the official publishing house for the synod. At the time, there was a 5-man board of directors, and they met for the first time on our birthday or anniversary, if you want to call it that, September 11th, 1869. And, you know, we know, of course, today we share that September 11th date with a bad thing. Of course, the Twin Towers, but we had the birthday first. And so if you're interested at some point, you can actually see a speech that I gave last September 11th on a video from our kickoff event, which is at cph.org/150. I'll tell you, though, when you have your birthday on September 11th, you have to be able to recognize that for sure. Now, in 1870, we built a printery dedicated after we built that new printery during a special service at the church right across the street here, Holy Cross. I think you guys are familiar with Holy Cross, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, right. CFW Walter actually preached the sermon, and his remarks from that day remain extremely relevant to us today. I mentioned those remarks, and in some cases it was a blessing that all that would come in and out of CPH would contribute to, you know, this blessing. So it's a very nicely worded thing. All of our employees see that blessing when they come in and out, by the way. We didn't always have this building. You know, the current one is 6 floors and about 340,000 square feet. But it's a conglomeration of the buildings that were added over the 150 years. The very first two-story building was adjacent to the original seminary down here. Or maybe not the original. How about the second one?
Right
across the street, Canter Corner, right.
And that's our founding place, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that little two-story building has been renovated, by the way. We powered everything with the, I guess, the methods at the time. And believe it or not, we had a little 6 to 7 horsepower steam engine that powered the place and the presses. Kind of funny to think about that in today's sort of digital age. But, yeah, a steam engine powered the presses. Also interesting that the first press cost more than the first building. So the first building was $2,500. And the press costs $3,500. So, yeah, so the printing presses have always been expensive type of thing. But that's just a little kickoff. There's some really cool stories, by the way. You know, Anheuser-Busch is down here. Mm-hmm. And once upon a time, when the water here in the city of St. Louis was not as good as it is now, Anheuser-Busch used to come by and offer their beverage to our employees. And we had to be careful on that at certain times. But yeah, people drank beer more like water back then, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps it was safer.
Oh, yeah. You might be right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There are so many fascinating historical things that I want to go learn now. But how has publishing changed since the beginning of CPH to now? I know we only have like a few minutes, but in general, how has it changed?
Sure. I'm going to recite a 40-page paper I have. In the early years, of course, everybody knows, if you had to print something, you had to lay the type out. Mm-hmm. By hand. And they called that area the composing room here at CPH. So imagine pulling out individual letters to type out pages of a book. And you had to put them in upside down and backwards so that you could read the thing when it was printed. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we could only turn out, say, about 11,000 pages a day with all of our employees. Not very many. It was considered a lot back then, but not very many by today's standard. Now, today, of course, with all the digital means and computers, it's almost unlimited what we can do in a day. And it's our goal to remain on the cutting edge of technology, not necessarily the bleeding edge of technology, meaning we only invest in things wisely. So while we don't have active presses in the building, we do have digital printers that are high speed and capable of producing perfect bound books if we need to. And because of that, we are very efficient and effective now with that process.
And even the way of the process of getting the materials, the products to the recipient has changed, I'm sure, as well. Loading up the horse-drawn cart with the materials and shipping them off, that whole process has changed as well, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I mean, you're talking about you have options. You can get the print if you want, or you can get digital delivery of the print, which has become more common now. And while we had bookstores everywhere and horse and buggy wagons delivering those things, today you can get it a number of ways digital, and you can still get the books, though. Interesting, I should say, that people still want books. Mm-hmm. It was predicted that books would go away, but they are not going away. People want their books, and it also they might want digital as well if they happen to be out referring to something, reference materials in particular, people want digitally, but they usually also want the paper.
I like books better.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, I like the smell of the ink.
Right? It's true. Nothing smells quite like a new book.
There are some things, yeah, you just want to be able to hold in your mm-hmm. hand. We have both the hard copy of Lutheran Service Book, and I have the digital copy too. And I like having the digital copy because then I have it with me anywhere mm-hmm. I go.
Right.
So it's accessible, but I still like having the paper copy and be able to flip pages in the hymnal. There's something about that. The work of CPH, what are we've talked about the delivery of content. What is the work of CPH today? What types of materials are you preparing? We have just about 2 minutes left.
Well, sure. Well, we haven't changed our mission. Our mission is the same, to produce products and services that are faithful to the scriptures and the Lutheran confessions. And so today we still produce our curriculum, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, day school for our school children and what have you. We also, though, have moved into what I'd say is, today's requirements, which are digital products and services, such as Church 360, which is a wide cadre of software to manage churches in terms of financials and people and websites. Also, when you consider Lutheran Service Builder, have you heard of that?
Absolutely.
Lutheran Service Builder, a massive product that allows people in churches to create their bulletins and pick from the liturgy and from hymns and import those and create their bulletins quickly. Very, very popular piece. And other church bodies are coming to us trying to figure out how they can get us to do theirs as well. But we're still serving the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod with the very best resources that we can. We will continue to strive to be the first publisher that everyone thinks of first. And I mean, you know, if you need a curriculum piece, that you think of CPH first. So we're trying to get closer and closer to our customers, even our partners, our vendors, all the LCMS entities, you know, the seminaries, universities, everyone, and so that we hold that place of the publishing arm of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
Dr. Bruce Kintz is CEO of Concordia Publishing House in St. Louis, Missouri. Thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour.
Anytime. Have a good one. Blessings.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, too. Yeah. Well, that does it for the Coffee Hour today. Next week, we continue our series, concurrent series, He Restores My Soul and Lutherans for Life, the speaker series for the conference coming up this fall as well. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.